Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, my stance is that the school zone cameras are working. We have seen speeds in the city of Buffalo go down. We've seen compliance in the school zones. There is absolutely no accuracy to minority communities being disproportionately impacted. Just because a school speed zone camera is located by a school that might be in a minority community, that doesn't mean that those are the majority of people that are driving past that school zone. I can tell you that 48% of the citations that have been issued are from for people that don't live in the city of Buffalo at all that have been speeding past our schools in the city of Buffalo. And it's important to note that this program came from requests and demands from people in the city of Buffalo who are deeply concerned about people speeding past the schools that their children attend, people speeding in our residential neighborhoods, people speeding on commercial streets. And we propose this program to slow people down in school zones with the ultimate aim of seeing people slow down overall in the city of Buffalo. And it's critically important to note that this program was voted on by the members of the city council. It was passed by the members of the city council. We were able to establish the school speed zones with state enabling legislation, so it was passed by the state legislature. The actual speed limit was set by the members of the city council. They set the 15 mile per hour speed limit. So I support the program. I think that the program is working. Obviously, with anything new, there can be glitches, there can be problems. Some of the issues that we saw with tickets arriving at people's homes, citations, I should say, later than was required by the legislation, that had to do with the slowness of the postal system during the pandemic period of time. That had to do with an ice storm in the Midwest where the tickets were being sent from. And what the legislation required is that anybody that received the ticket after the period that the ticket should arrive, those tickets were waived. All those tickets were waived. So there was no harm, there was no penalty to people who received tickets late. And in fact, the vast majority of people that received tickets late, probably 98% of them, actually were speeding in speed zones in the city of Buffalo, and they got a benefit from those tickets arriving to them late so that they did not have to pay the citation, which they actually were responsible for because they were exceeding the speed limit.
So where does it stand at this moment? If you're driving through one of those zones, what should a motorist know?
What a motorist should know is if you're driving past a school in one of those zones, you should slow down. It's 15 miles an hour. A citation will be written if you are going 26 miles an hour or higher in a school speed zone. The citations will begin to be issued again March 1st. So prior to March 1st, there were initially 5 zones where the cameras were active because schools were back in session at those 5 locations. Now there are cameras at all 20 of the zones that were established through this legislation. And what my administration did is we provided a 30-day grace period. No citations were written, not only in the 15 additional zones, but the 5 original zones, so the driving public could get a sense of where these 20 zones are. They could see the flashing lights, they could the beacons, they could see the 15 mile per hour signs, and know that if you're driving past one of those areas in the city of Buffalo, we want you to slow down. The other thing that the program is designed to help us do is make a case to reduce insurance rates in the city of Buffalo. We believe if we can demonstrate that the average driving speed in Buffalo has been reduced, the number of accidents that we see annually in the city of Buffalo has been reduced, then we can make a case for reducing insurance rates. On average, the insurance rates in Buffalo are $150 higher than the national average. That has a disproportionate impact on city residents and certainly a disproportionate impact on low-income automobile owners.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.